Good afternoon, beautiful listeners of Eagle FM. The time is exactly 33 minutes past 2, and you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. Francina Pavo and the Francina the Bushe. This is the original. I am the original one.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Mbushe, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing great.
How is the Monday?
It's a beautiful Monday. I see we might be receiving some thunder showers in, I think, maybe 10 to 20 minutes. I'm not what do you call this, weather forecast?
You are not the weather.
Yeah, whatever it is, but yes. Yeah. So, it's a beautiful Monday. I had a lovely weekend. I hope you will get a message.
Is Monday ever beautiful?
Yes, it's December.
They say.
Since it's December, it's a beautiful Monday.
They say, ne? Monday is supposed to be like the last day of the weekend, toch?
You know why I'm saying it's a beautiful Monday? Mm-hmm. It's December, and it's not much of work. It's not stressful. It's not, you know, it's relaxed, you know. So even if you're not on holiday, you are relaxed. You know, you are not spending the 8 hours. You know, it's minimized a bit and all that. But anyways, good afternoon, Eagle FM listeners. Like Francina said, I'm the other Francina.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are not cloned, so we would say we are the twinning Francinas. But yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. We'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. And today we'll be going to focusing on financial discipline.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Huh? You guys are going to get tired. Until the holiday is over, we'll continue. We'll be saying it's December. I know in 2 days, some will be saying it's January, but some will still be on holiday. December, and it's a month where we spend so much on, like, the money is too much. But we see the money that much, but we keep on spending so much on everything, and we hardly try to see what do we really need. You know, I think it's the excitement. You feel like it's December. It's time to spend. It's a festive season. It's time to enjoy. But you need to enjoy disciplining yourself financially. You know, you have to look on both sides. You know, the excitement is there. Mm-hmm. But remember, you're coming back. It's not the first December you're ever celebrating. That's one thing some forget to put in mind. Yes, we are excited. You are going to rest. It has been a long year. There are so many challenges. And you are going to meet your loved ones. It has been 2 or 3 years not seeing them. You know, so many things happen in December. But you have to remember that you are still coming back where you left.
January is looking at you like, yeah, and then you start to be like...
Maybe that's why it's January. It's like a worrisome month. Yeah. And it feels like it's a 2 month.
I feel pity for people that are born in January.
Why?
We don't have gifts for them.
There are some that do in advance, December.
You do. We are literally celebrating them in December.
Yes.
Because don't expect.
And those that are born in December are very lucky, because there are some that are lucky because, you know, they can get a chance of getting a gift. Mm. And then there are some that will be like, unfortunately, my budget is tight, because obviously some have planned during the December. This is what I'm going to do for December. So if your birthday kicks in, you might, maybe 80%, let me not give a wrong prediction, but it depends. But you might.
In January, everyone is on their own, paying back loans with their.
Yes, that's one thing. Now, as blacks, we fail to think of that. It's December. You are spending your money nicely. You call. Where are you? No, come at my place. I have drinks. I have meat and what's or not. Comes January, you are all broke. These people that you're trying to call are not also there. They won't be there for you. Some will be like, I'm fully occupied. Our siblings are going back to school, registration. So many things are going on.
Start calling people.
Yes.
People
so now you start hating the people like, comes December, they will see Nakucha, who will be calling for them drinks and all. But you forgot. These things, you're supposed to plan it already ahead. So we're going to focus on planning ahead and...
financial.
Yes, disciplining yourself. So like I said, it's December. Mm. So many things are happening. So many things happened. It's weddings. You know, some weddings start end of November. So it's weddings, but Christmas, we should, family day.
Before we move on, did you make a bad decision this December when it comes to financial?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, life is too short.
And you know, Nen, let me tell you how it felt. When I was making this decision, Nen, I felt so good. I'm like, yes, I'm so happy that I'm gonna now do this. I bought this certain thing. I'm gonna buy it. I always wanted to buy it, Nen, but it's something that's not worth it.
That one phrase that you always say when you're about to make a bad decision? For me, life is too short.
For me, I'm like, until when? Will you be postponing since January? You are buying, but then I've realized I didn't even think of the other side of, okay, when I use this money, will because I think I spend like it's almost $200 I spend on this thing, and I'm like, okay, I didn't think of it can still wait because it's not urgent. It's not something that's needed that much. It's just something that I want. It's not a need. It's a want. So I'm like, ugh. And then that day I was home. And you know when you feel like you have enough money, and then you feel like this will cater me for me until month end, and then I'll see what will I do again and all that. So I was so excited, like, and that day I couldn't sleep. I'm busy there Googling and doing what's on to get this thing. And then I decide, okay, let me just do it. I did it. I got it. After I got it, I felt bad. When it came, I'm now thinking of how much I spent. And I'm like, a whole $200 gone in something that could just wait. And mind you, my hair, and I'm like, I was just supposed to do my hair with this $200. I would maybe used to buy braids, and then I can also now at least, see, you know, now top up so I can pay now for the service. Now I'm like, this was just supposed to wait. My hair, mind you, my hair is not yet done. And we are heading towards, and I'm like, I'm going to be 2 years. Because I'm like, okay, tomorrow there's just 2 days left for us to head into January. And that's a following year. So I'm like, so it will be 2 years, my hair like this. I know it was just like 3 weeks that I removed my hair, but it will feel like it's 2 years. Because, you know, we moved into, you know, following year, still with my hair like this. And I'm like, what will I do? And I felt so bad. You know, because the excitement is there when you are buying something or doing something with your money. When you get it, then you think of, okay, I got it. But I still have to do A and B and C. And this was way more important than this. You know? So, I the thing is that, like, I'm a mother, and you know, most as a mother, it's no more you, it's more on the child.
That pain.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, I need nappies, I need this and this and that. And then I thought of, even when I bought that, I'm like, I wasn't just supposed to top up the nappies. Yes, they are there, there's nappies already, but just to top up, just to be on the safe side, you know, because nappies, the kids, the baby that they can decide that today I will use even 5 or 6 nappies, or even the whole week.
Sometimes in life you have to make bad decision when it comes to financial. Don't think about tomorrow. Tomorrow will solve itself.
That's what people say. Think,
you know,
don't
at
think.
Least you spend on yourself. You know, there's a guy out there that actually there's a guy out there that actually took somebody's daughter out to like abroad, yeah? And then for them to come back, and then, you know, they get dumped.
Oh, you are dumped. You are all broke. You have to pay rent. You have so many things you need to do. So sometimes you have to see, where is this money going to? Am I spending it on something useful, something that I know that it can last? You know.
Sometimes you feel like, no, this one is my wife. My wife.
That's the
your
thing.
Wife is somebody.
But still,
wife,
ne,
you know?
Even though it's your wife, don't spend that much, ne, because you're not yet married. Obviously, as you are in the process, you know, don't put your whole 80% finance on that person. At least No, I'm not saying don't, but try here and maybe flowers, just something simple, you know, just to show the love.
You know,
but once
gender,
you know, once you know that, no, once you know, maybe like, okay, I'm putting, she's not my, once you get to that stage of night's my fiance, and then you try, and then you upgrade a bit, just as flowers, and you just go on dates, like for a day, and so now it's fiance. So you are going for you know, a travel, like you are traveling and all that. And then once you see that, okay, maybe training for a weekend or two, you know, and then from there, it's now shifted to wife. Now you can like even take a week. You're out, you know, they're enjoying out of the country. You can even go abroad, you know, because now you are sure that she's mine. She's mine, like, she's mine or he's mine.
Okay, Mbushe, before, let me go out a little bit out of topic. Mbushe, did it survive a Christmas weekend?
Yes.
The relationship?
Yes.
The phone,
it survived. It did survive. It was not saying, my phone was not saying poo poo poo.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no network at our village.
There was no poo 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 at all.
And the person is posting. They were not like, I went to the village, and there's no network at the village. And you are seeing him posting on WhatsApp. There's only network for WhatsApp.
How is it? But couldn't you text me on WhatsApp?
You know, girls, we are easily lied to, Mbushe.
But still.
They disappear, now they appear.
Apparently they closed, when? I forgot. I read something like, relationships are closed. Thank you for the cooperation and what's or not. We resume next year, January. And remember, there's still Valentine's to come.
Valentine's is coming.
Where's your boyfriend? But anyways. Now, all this, back to our finance story, you know, and it's a stressful.
But Mbushane, when you look at this financial discipline that everybody needs, now when one might be listening and they are like, what is financial discipline? What are these people talking about? Is it, do I need, they are like asking themselves a lot of questions about financial. If you have now to explain in your own words now to the people that needs the definition of financial discipline, because one might have questions and do like, what is financial discipline?
All right, financial discipline is like you managing your money, self-control. That's one of the things. And planning so you can meet your needs. And there's so many ways you can define
financial
discipline. And then so it's more about, it's less of how much you spend. You know, so this is you yourself. This is, it's an individual thing. It's you and the money. So it's here where you have now set goals, set, you know, discipline yourself, whereby you set your goals later. So there's different ways you can, where you can define this financial discipline, but it's when you controlling yourself. It's not an easy thing. It's not easy to control. In terms of money, once this, that's why, I don't know, like most people, like a friend of mine was like, yo, guys, when you're not, when it's not month end, you're all excited, you are happy. Comes month end, the lips on the nose, angry, like, stressed.
Put
because
it in a shampoo, the lips on
the nose. You are broke already. Mind you, you got the money, you received the money already. You are already stressed because you know that you have nothing left. You have the debts to pay, you have rent, you have so many expenses, and you have so many things to do. And you are really stressed because you know that you have nothing left, you know. And I have a friend of mine, and she was like, my dear, you know, when that money comes in, before I even pay rent or do what or not, I take a $200, go treat myself. So when I'm going to pay everything, I have treated myself with that $200. But she was like, you know, sometimes when you have that money and you don't even take a $200 for yourself, this, the moment it lands in your account, you will find yourself, you are paying everything. Maybe you had, now maybe you're going to be left with $1,000. But then there's this person, borrow me $200. Then you have to send to your parents at least $500. You have to send your sibling. You find yourself left with nothing. Because you think of, okay, I have to settle this. I have to give my mom. I have to give my dad. I have to give my siblings. I have to give my uncle. I have to give who. And then you give. Once you are done giving, you have nothing left. Just the $50. But your hard work money, you didn't even take a $200. My friend was like, I take the $200. I won't use it that moment. I'll just put it there. And I'll be like, this is mine to treat myself. And then I start rent, every expense that I have to do, my hair, everything. When I'm done, then I'll be like, okay, that one must just still be there. Let me see how much am I left with. With whatever I'm left with now, I now do what I know that, okay, let me do this and this and this. That cut $200, because, you know, now you didn't remove any $200. You are excited. You have so much money. You know the thing of when you are left with so much change, and then you'll be like, who else do I owe? Who else do I owe? And then you're like, okay, I don't know. You thought, and then you're like, I don't owe anyone.
And then
you'll be like, oh, I don't owe anyone. So let me now start spending the money. Now that excitement that you have so much money left, there's so much change left, thinking, forgetting that there's any, some problems can just pop up like the unplanned problems. So we are going to focus on to, where do we fail, you know, on disciplining ourselves with finance.
Okay.
You know, the steps of where do we fail, and then also the steps on how to overcome this, on how to discipline ourselves on the finance and all that.
It's exactly 48 minutes past two,
so we have 12 minutes to the hour, 3 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to, hey, I almost said Social Times.
Yeah.
I am, you're listening to The Breeze with the Francina Pavo and Francina Ngitengwa, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30, and our topic discussion today will be on financial discipline. You know, the ways to what causes us to fail in disciplining ourselves, and the steps on disciplining ourselves. How can we discipline ourselves financially? So we're going to look at all this, and we are going for a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Ipura nenge lo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo EagleFM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fena wa nokumona oija mwiri nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, beautiful listeners of Eagle FM, the time is exactly 52 minutes past 2. We only have 8 minutes to go to the hour of 3. So those that are only tuning in now, we are listening to Eagle FM, the afternoon breeze with the Francinas, and we are actually just discussing about financial
discipline. Yeah, I think you also need to be disciplined.
I don't have it. That's why I'm forgetting the word discipline. But if
you definitely need it.
I
so
need
much.
It because me, I make a lot of bad decisions, especially
like
when
like you,
comes
you look
to money.
Like a spender.
When it comes to money,
you are a spender.
Tomorrow will solve itself.
Apparently, especially the money that's not yours. Apparently, it tastes sweet when you're spending it. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
it's not apparently. You know when you know that you don't have to worry about tomorrow, ne? Somebody will obviously make a plan for you.
I love your energy, but hey, I will not follow your steps.
Don't follow me. Me, I'm still in somebody's hands.
Yes, you are still, you are not independent
I'm
yet.
I'm not independent yet.
So, but you understand when you grow up, you know.
I'm grown. I'm
grown. I'm grown. Okay, but I have seen most when it comes to this, like, someone said adult is a scam. Adult is a scam. You know when you are young, you are like, oh, I can't wait to have my own place, start working. You know, just having that freedom of yours. Like, you know that you left something at home, knowing that when you come back, you still find it there because you live alone and you go out, you enjoy, you have no one controlling you, kucha no come back home what time or you can't leave the house. You are just on your own, you know? That feeling. Mm. It's the best feeling, apparently. I'm not going to say it is. Because, hey, my dear, it's a scam being an adult.
You cannot relate or what?
It's a scam being an adult, Shashi. You are there. Okay, you are on your own. Mm. But still, when it comes to the money.
No, the like, sister, the small sister like, is like...
The money now, it's more stressful. I think being you depending on someone, it's better.
We can exchange, like...
Aibo, no.
But
as long as, if you are spending it on something you love, on the people you love, or whatever you are doing, it's fine. Although it's stressful, but it's fine. What stresses most people, it's when they are getting the money, drinking it up, spending it on unusable things or useless things, and then they regret. Like I said, when I also regret buying something worth 200, but I knew that
you are talking about 200. There are people that are spending 1.5 on an alcohol bottle.
Yeah. That's the thing now. So, and you know, you are spending now all this money. And you don't look at where is this money going to. Am I spending this, whatever I'm spending this money on, is it something that's going to, am I benefiting something from this? Is it going to last? Is it a liability to myself? You know?
But Mbusha, I feel like when you are now on your own, there's something called financial maturity. When you become mature financially. Because me, I cannot relate. I'm just saying. I've seen people that have, like, they have financial maturity and you meet that one, the person is old with kids and just up until the age of 40-something, they don't know how to spend money. The kid is asking money to go back to school.
Sometimes this requires also financial, you need like therapy for this. Like you need guidance, you know? Sometimes you need someone who can open your mind more, someone who can assist you or help you overcome this battle. You know, some of these things, as much as I want to save, you even when you get paid, or when you get your first job, or when you just get paid, you the deductions and everything, and then you are left with what's yours, and you'll be like, okay, I'll be at least saving $500 or $1,000, and you tried, and then you'll be like, okay, the first month you're already going to, you want that money that you put on your savings already. And you know that thing of ne, sometimes you are going on your savings, you are going to get money from your savings, but you didn't think of whatever you are going to. Is it a matter of life and death? Or you're just running into it because you know that okay, I'm in need of a body massage and a foot scrub, and I'm in need of I want to go buy this dress. Let's take it to December. Let's focus on December.
It's December.
Yes. Now you are thinking of the outfits that you need to be wearing to go impress the ones at back home. You are going for expensive hair.
You are going for
expensive outfits. You want when you go there, even the nails and everything. When you go there, you want everyone to know that you were there. You want to be the one that's stopping in. Let me say, for example, it's a village. You know, most villages are busy hosting expos and all that, tournaments and all that. So that's where most people now meet up.
You know, they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you are there in debts, nails, lashes, everything, but you had a chance to plan for this. But now you are going home and you don't want to be seen broke and all that because people heard you are at the south or you are in the city, and you want people not to think you are suffering while you're in the city. You go home, you are impressing, you are doing things because this money that you are using is something that you used, it's that you borrowed this money. Because mind you, there's still transport that you need to come back with.
Yeah.
That's another part. We are still getting the part of transport money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are now there, you are enjoying and all that. And then every day has an outfit, a brand new outfit. And you are even stressed. You are stressed that you are going home and you are still going with the same clothes. Obviously, during the course of the year, you have been buying clothes here and there, but you want brand new, something that's shining, you know? And when you are walking, people would see that, that's Francine now coming from there. And you are making sure that you wear on the most expensive perfume, and you know, and you as a gentleman you want the best cologne on you and all that, you know, and then you get there, and then you're trying to impress, you even start buying drinks. Gentlemen, you are busy spending money on women, and I know it's your money, but are you spending it on something that's important to you? Are you spending on something that's useful? So it's you are spending money on a lady you just met at that spot.
Yeah.
You want to show her that you have the money in the world. You want to go rent a car for those maybe for that week, or for those 3 days, or until from the 24th until New Year. You want to go rent a car. And you know, things happen. Something happens to the car and you have to pay the rent and so many things. And then you are there, and you are so happy and everyone is now calling you, hey, Francina, hey, boss, hey, what? And you are like on top of the moon and you are like, hey, you're like, this is what I want. And you are so excited. And then you spend. Comes January. You need to go back. You have no money. Transport money you don't have. I think I saw a meme of you guys will soon come sell your iPhones so you can get transport. You sell your iPhones for $400 so you can get transport money to go back to wherever you are coming from. And, you know, I always advise, like, if you know that you are coming with a bus, obviously sometimes coming back you might get a private car, but it's not guaranteed. But if you know that you're coming with a bus, buy a returning ticket if you are going with the big buses, you know, those that give offer a returning ticket. You buy the going and the coming back one, just to be on the safe side. Even if you find yourself you are broke, at least you are left with, you can maybe borrow $100 from one of your adults for now for water and in case you need to use the toilet on the way, you know? And now you are broke, You have no transport money to go back with. You are busy borrowing from your from the granny's pension money. And the granny's pension money, they need to use it to cultivate and all that. And there is back to school.
My dear.
Back to school, you are now stressed. Ngashakutu anwa akukatuta itavange nunona. Yeah, jota mengako, mempadila hala home and such things. You know? But I don't know now why you're stressing on the child if you know what you are doing. You know? And now you are spending money on unnecessary things, forgetting this back to school. I mean, sometimes at some homes, there's like 8 kids. There's those paper rims that are being asked to take along to school. Like, I know, I know. Books. Yes, those 288 pages.
Yes.
Eight of them, nine of them. There's now the paper rim. There's a school uniform. There's the hostel fund fees. There's the school fees itself. You know, there's some that they pay. I think, yeah, there's some that pay. There's so many things to be done. There's the cultivating. There's the so many the.
Now being an adult is difficult.
It's very difficult because now even if you think of yourself like, okay, next month I'm going to get myself this. Comes the month, something comes up. You have to let go of what you have planned for yourself. And keep it to and do what needs to be done. But the best thing, I always, you know, as long as you, this money that you are spending on, you know what's painful, ne? It's when the money, you spend it on something, then when you go realize and sit down and think of how you spend your money, and then you see that, oh, da, I spend so much money on unnecessary things. You will feel bad. But if you spend all this money, you calculate everything that you've calculated went to something useful. It's painful because you are left with nothing, but you are happy that I've made the right decision. Let me say, for example, you went home December time, and you, as much as you also want to live the life you see others are living out there, when they are out and all that, you have so many responsibilities. You know that I have to give money, if you are now at the north, to cultivate. You have to give money for the kids. You know, back to school. You need to assist your parents here and there. So many things are happening. Then it comes also, it's not the end. Back to school, after back to school, it's the registration of those that are going to varsity. Then after registration, Natango, you still have okuyerela. There are some that are being paid to do that, you know, and all that. So you are like that. I have to like have a grand about 5,000 to solve all this. And you spend that $5,000 on that. And you are stressed. While someone is being stressing, they spend that $5,000 on just outing. Just on outings. And they still have now to assist. They have 3-4 kids that they need to go back to school. Transport money to go back to school. Tuition fee. This school development fund, all those things that needs to be paid for, but they have nowhere to get it. Now you are stressed because you didn't get a chance to enjoy even a $500 on yourself. And mind you, someone is out there stressing, they spend that $5,000 on drinking and all that, and on unnecessary things, and yet they are still in debt, they have to go borrow. For you spend that $5,000 on useful things, you are not in debt. You're not going to, month comes end of January, you're not going to pay debts that you owe. Because you spend it on something that's useful. So this is where we all go wrong. We fail to plan before we spend. Excitement, you get so excited, not knowing that, yes, you know it's December, you are going to meet your family members, but if you know that you can't control yourself, and you have the money cash, give it to your parent. They won't touch it.
Parents.
No. Really, I trust my parents so much, but give it to your parent. Tell them that, no, please hold this for me. Don't say it's yours. How is not your own?
Take a picture of machine.
How is not your own? Don't say it's yours. You know what you're doing. You also need to be smart. You just say, there's this certain amount of money I'm giving you, because I'm a bit careless. and this money is it's being going to be picked up by a certain person. You just have to lie.
So you are going to lie to your parents.
You just have
because
to.
Because you don't trust
have
them.
To. If you don't trust them, you just have to. Just to be on the safe side. Imagine now giving a whole 10,000 to your parent to hold for you.
You know what your parents will
And be. You know what, ne? That reminds me. Okay, finish so I can tell you something.
Yeah, your parents will be like, you remember when you used to go to school? I used to wake up and make for you a lunchbox.
But no, they obviously I'll give them something, right? They're always getting something like, no, this is a $3,000. This is for you guys for Christmas. But the ones that are grateful, they'll be grateful for that. Mm-hmm. It's even way, to them, it's even like a lot, you know? Now, that reminds me of, I remember this friend of mine, and she's like, my mother's this mentality, She knows it's me, I won't do anything, it's my daughter's money, so I'll just eat it up. So one day she gave her $2,000 to hold for her. It was August, that time of that long weekend, I almost said Kasinga, Heroes Day. Now she gave the mother that money, but that money was for the mother. So she gave it to her, like $500 was hers. The 1.5 was for the mother. So she gave her the money. And it's like, no, please hold on to this money. Someone will be picking it up. If they don't, then I might just come pick it up myself again and just go drop it off myself. So she did that. And then after a week, she comes back. And then she tells her mom, can I have the 2K? Like, no, now when your brother came for a holiday, for a weekend, now for that long weekend, he lost his calculator and they're about to approach exams now, these final exams. And there's only a month to go, because they always start in October, right?
Yeah.
So there's a month to go and he's busy now, so he wants to study, and he's studying years to now. Use this, and he's tired of borrowing here and there. He lost it in May, and it has been a while, and what's on. He's like, oh, why didn't you tell me in advance? I would have maybe made a plan about it. No, but I was just making, I thought maybe by end of August I'll get for him a calculator. And then he's like, oh, okay. But that money was not mine. Like, no, just make a plan. Like, okay, it's fine. That money was actually yours. I only had a $500 there. The 1.5 was yours. I just gave it to you to see if you'll be able to, because apparently she just heard from friends that, no, some parents, they will be telling you like what you're saying now. They'll be like, when I used to, this, when you went to school, guess how much I used to spend on you until you went to university and all that. So she's like, let me test my mom. She gave her that. I'm like, okay, the 1.5 was yours. The 500 was mine, but it's fine. But that money was yours. She's like, but you know what's house and prison? She know that I'm not doing any meaning, you know, those things. And then from there, the mom now, whenever she says, come on, whenever I tell my mom to hold on to me, for me, this money, she'll be like, no. Why can't you send it to the person themselves? Stop giving me to hold for them money and all that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think now we can shift on to the ways of disciplining yourself.
Yeah.
How should one do that?
So it's exactly 10 minutes past 3. And for those that are just tuning in now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. If you have anything to say, to contribute, to engage with us, you can call us in the studio on 0832-888-401. 0832-888-401. We are actually just discussing about our financial discipline. I am not financial discipline. So we are in December. This is the month where a lot of people made, especially last week, they made the wrong decisions when it comes to money. Now they are going to January. We are talking about, in order for you to avoid calling people fake in January, yeah, come learn with us. Let me teach you. I can be a teacher.
Financial advisor.
Let me give you the financial advice. Me, Francis.
You that saying tomorrow you to think about itself.
Let me advise you guys. Ne? You know, do you know the people that make me angry, Bushe? Is this, can I call them baby daddies? Ne? The person in December, ne? is in the clubs popping bottles,
Hennessy after Hennessy.
Eh? Spending almost 7K in one night.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes January, the kid is going back to school, the person is angry. These people make me angry. What do you mean? I don't have money for school. Why don't you have the money? I send you. Mind you, they are telling you, I send you money in June. What did you do with the money? What did you do with the money in December? Now you are there spending on the people that don't even.
I think it's worth, maybe you should at least give them a chance, at least a month to spend spend time with the child, just to understand where the money goes to. There are some ladies we eat up the money. You know, the money is for
send me money in June. And now it's January. We are in January. The kid needs school uniform.
I think you've seen someone that went through this, because the way you are raising your voice.
Because these people, I've seen it.
Absolutely. Yeah, but
either you have money to spend on Hennessy, but money to spend on books and school uniform you don't have. Then you are like, oh, baby mama's name. These people are irritating. What do you mean they are irritative if you had money? You had the money. Hmm? Now comes January, the salary for January. You have zero on that salary because you are paying back people's money because you are trying to impress the Omanonas in the clubs.
When you're speaking about that name,
mm.
I think it was Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday I was at home.
Mm.
And we have a boy at home. So This gentleman comes.
Mm.
He wants to drink alcohol worth $800.
I
mind you, he's drunk already.
Mm.
He's over the moon. Like he knows where he is, but you can see he's already satisfied.
Yeah.
Instead of going home, he wants to continue drinking.
Mm.
Mm. And he comes then. He's like, no, he doesn't have cash. He's sending via the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are like, okay, now send the money before you start drinking. At least just so, because we don't know you, we're going to just be giving you the drinks, you drink and then you go.
Mm-hmm.
And at first cousin of mine was telling the gentleman like, no, just go rest. Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
It's your, and then he was like insulting her, like, is this your money? Do you work for this money? And I'm like, I just keep quiet. And I'm like, it's fine. And I was like, okay, this person is being advised.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? There's tomorrow, $800, you are already satisfied, but you still want to continue drinking.
Mm-hmm.
There's still tomorrow. Hmm? And now he was, apparently, you know, he came from an ATM, but he couldn't withdraw and all that. So our question was like, then just go home. Then he was there trying to send, I think it was a whole struggle. And then he's asking us to help him. I'm like, no, we can't help you. We don't want you coming back tomorrow here saying we snitched money from you, from your account and what or not. Because that's something very dangerous.
Mm.
You cannot be here drunk and then you call you want to transfer money now, so you drink your alcohol. No, because my cousin thought of like, what if this is one of your relatives doing such a thing, making such a bad decision? And he didn't have the bob card, so I think maybe they took the bob card away from him.
Mm.
And he was there. He's like, okay, so there's no drinking today. We're like, no, there's no drinking for you today. He's like, okay, let me go support those who wants to be supported. Then he went, he continued going to other bars. And I'm like, he might end up in the wrong, I don't know now where he ended, but I'm like, he might end up in the wrong hands. Because imagine he was there asking for assistance so he can send the money. Now, if he goes where there's wrong people,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if things are going good for him now, since 800 and you are already exhausted like that. I mean, there's still tomorrow.
My dear, it's December.
Yeah, but I know it's Decembering, but yes. Mm, we are quickly going for a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondututo ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile.
Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
All right, my beautiful listeners, the time is exactly 19 minutes past 3. We only have how many minutes? 11 minutes before the end of the show. And for those that are only tuning in now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the original Francina and the copy.
Francina. When did I become the copy?
Just today. Don't worry. It's Monday. So today we are talking about financial discipline. Are you financially disciplined, or did you make the wrong
decision? Or are you struggling to discipline yourself? Because it's not an easy thing. Sometimes you always wonder, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You use your money,
mm-hmm.
but you use the money on things that you need and also want, and then you feel like you all need this, but there are some things that can be put on hold. And then you'll be asking yourself, man, I know, where does my money go to? I spend this and this and this and this. And then you even maybe you just spend like on 3 things and you're already broke. And you'll be like, how did I become broke? I just bought this and this and this, and it didn't really cost me that much. Where did that money go disappear to?
Okay.
Yes.
And now, Mbusha, since we only have now 10 minutes to go, I just want us to talk about how can a person be financially disciplined. What can they do? Do they need to make a budget? Do they need to leave the omanonas? Must they stop drinking the alcohol?
Obviously, you can't stop drinking alcohol. You can't stop making yourself happy. Obviously, you have to make yourself happy.
Does alcohol make people happy?
Yeah, you see how people are when they drink. Even the English. You should try to listen to the English. You'll be impressed.
But
and the promises you get, apparently when they give, when when someone is drunk or sober, not sober but drunk, something like that,
mm-hmm.
but something said by a drunkard.
No, when I one thing I know, ne, I think in the recipe of alcohol, the people that actually came up with the idea, they mixed English and promises. You know, you start making promises to people, even strangers that you don't know, And then, as you say, and there are my the what the youth now come December. No, if you don't wake up in another town, that means you are a boring person. I would say, ne, you better be boring, ne, rather than you spending on unnecessary things. Mm-hmm. Come January, the most important thing is January. You start calling people fake.
And imagine you got paid already. Some got paid already. Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
And imagine this salary you got in December. It's for January. Because yes, it's for January.
Oh, Cosmos. Yeah?
Yes.
And when do people get paid?
In December, like, some get paid like before Christmas. 22nd, 23rd, they, you know? And then they some, yes, they still get paid monthly. Like month end. The month, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But before Christmas, some get already their portion.
Mm.
And that portion you are getting, it's for January.
I.
So don't think you don't think end of December you're getting something. No. It's for January.
Oh, some people actually, if my beautiful listeners, if you have something to say about this financial situation, because I'm the expert here, I know better, I can advise you, or you want to actually add more, please do call us on 083-288-401, call us, so maybe you need to ask me questions personally, so I advise you. Yeah, on this financial thing.
I don't trust your advice. Because but anyways,
no, sometimes you should involve me. Involve me, guys. Involve me.
Says the person that's still depending on someone.
I can get sometimes where you they say okahwa dina something omuna ndibana and then dibana I'm the mokahwa mene.
It always says someone's money is always sweet when you're enjoying it.
Musha, even I can advise you.
No matter how I'm drowning into debts, I'll not run to you. But anyways, so one of the steps one can do is planning ahead.
Planning ahead. How can I plan ahead?
Setting short-term and long-term goals.
Now, in this situation, now advise me, look at me now. You are saying now, Bushe,
okay, let me just start with what you earn. You start from what you get from someone already. You know, what you are getting from whoever is supporting you, your parent, your sibling, whoever is supporting you. You already have to start from there already. Because if you don't learn from there, then you might not be able to get it right. So as you are getting there already from them, you know, because you know that you are depending on someone, you'll be like, okay, I have my sister, I have my brother, I have my mother, I have my father, I have this uncle of mine. Then you have your boyfriend.
I have now, Misha, before, hold that six of yours. So when I'm working now, before I even get my salary, I should now think about other people. The other people already.
No, I'm not referring now to the salary when once you start working. I'm referring to now you that's depending on your family members. You know that you get something from your mom, from your dad, from your big brother, from your big sister, from this other uncle of yours that always loves you so much, this other auntie of yours. Then you have the boyfriend also, or the boyfriends, I don't know. It's an example I'm giving. So all of these people, you might find yourself maybe having like a $4,000 to $5,000. You have all that amount. And then let me say, get to $8,000 or maybe six. Let me see. It depends.
In this
six,
economy.
Seven, no, six. I'm giving an example.
Let
me tell you. Let me say $5,000 now. Then maybe you got only from four of them. These two are yet. And you already know that this boyfriend of yours, he maintains your pays your maintenance. And then you already know, Kucha, okay. I'll just call my friends, so we go out for pizza and go for a few drinks. and just, you know, dance a bit.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? Mm. Because you know that this 1.5 that you are using, you know that you'll get it tomorrow. It won't be added with a $200 extra.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, you know, you won't even think of where will I get this money to. You'll be like, ah, I know tomorrow my uncle, you know, maybe let's say, for example, on the 20th, you're someone that gets paid.
Mm.
On the 25th, there's someone. Month end, there's someone. The 30th or the 31st, depending on which month it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the one, the boyfriend that gives you here and there twice a month, maybe. Mm-hmm. And when you, in transport, it's not a problem. It's always paying for your transport. Then maybe you also have a taxi driver that's a boy. Your boyfriend's a taxi driver. He's the one who transports you here and there, so you don't have to stress about transport.
Mm-hmm.
Then your other boyfriend, the one now that pays for your hair, nails, and what's on. I don't know. So, obviously, you having all that, you already know, like, ah, I'll be getting money when again, so let me just spend all this money.
Mm.
Because you know that on the 20th, you are still getting.
Yeah.
On the 30th or 31st, you are still getting. So you don't care, you know? So you have to start from there.
Mm-hmm.
Setting your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm focusing on this money. Yes, I know we have 3 minutes to go. Time is very fast.
Because for me today, I was in the mood of advising people financially. Because
but you still have 3 minutes.
In
these 2 minutes, actually.
Let me be the advisor.
Okay.
Ne?
Let's hear the advice. Maybe I'll also think of coming to you if I find myself financially disciplined.
You should come.
Maybe.
Maybe. I can advise you.
You are my last option.
Ouch.
Okay.
It's fine, Busha.
But proceed.
You know that Francinas are all, they have the best advices ever. Okay. So my beautiful listeners, we only have 2 minutes to go. Yeah? Now this is the moment you have been waiting for, the advice from me, Francina Pavo. Yeah? You already made the bad decisions. Especially last week, you already spent all the money. Now, January, please think about the kids and make a plan. The way you are making plans in December is the same way you must go make plans for the kid to go back to school. Don't give excuses and don't start being angry because you spend all the money on unnecessary things.
Mm-hmm.
So, from me, Francina, when it comes to financial, I'm the best advice.
I was waiting for a long speech.
Wait.
Because the advice,
the advice is here, but the time is limited.
I think we should continue tomorrow with part two.
Tomorrow
we will focus on the ways now.
The ways, yeah. Tomorrow, same time, same place. Come listen to my advice. Please.
All right, from my side,
mm-hmm.
like you said, it's December. We are heading to January. You know, the same way you make plans, like you said, mm-hmm. it's the same way you also make a plan.
Yeah.
You know, some of this we can plan. Also, back to school, you can plan in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I think also as the schools, they should also be trying, like, getting out the list earlier. The stationary list, she's away.
She's now away. Here.
Mm. I don't know why it's a she though. Everything is just about she's away. Why not a he? He's away. Mm-hmm. But anyways, okay, we're gonna focus more on that tomorrow.
My other advice is that if that guy's phone was off the whole of last week and he's calling you today giving excuses, my sister, the network, she was there. Ne? From me, Francina Pavo. Adios. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. they must call us for more advice. You can hear it tomorrow from me. I'll be advising my Mbusha tomorrow financially. Because I'm all
guys. The way I'm imagining me and you seated, listening to you attentively now.
You must listen.
Huh?
Mbusha,
they said
Moka
Kwame.
Moka Kwame.
I'm not gonna waste my time or shit. Nandi Moniki Huna and get out of it at the pen. But anyways, guys, it's exactly 31 minutes past the hour 3.
Mm-hmm.
We shall continue again with part 2 tomorrow. Do stay tuned on our Eagle FM Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. That's where you can find us. And even if you want to catch up on the shows that you have missed or you want to listen to them live,
mm-hmm.
you can tune into our podcast. on our website, www.eaglefm.com.na, and catch up with whatever you need to catch up with. From us, it's a goodbye. We shall meet tomorrow again.
Adios. I love you all.